Welcome to the daily VFN radio program highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We had on this week, yesterday, we had Brianna on. And Brianna was during this earthquake that was a sign of what Chuck Pierce was talking about. You know, and I'm going to the VFNTV blog right now, and I'm going to read that prophetic word that was posted that came July 30th, 2011, and it's talking about the open door. It was Open Door Meeting was the name of it, by Chuck Pierce. And in that particular word, what's happened, it's almost like the government is stuck. Mm-hmm. It's like, for lack of a better term, it's in purgatory. It's not here, it's not there. And it's like, it's just stuck. And what Chuck is saying prophetically, and you got a word, that said that until the church gets unstuck, the government of the church, until we shift, that the world's governments, because you look at this, where in the world is there a leader? I mean, in countries right now, maybe Spain, I know that, and Greece, I mean, the leaders who are running for office are punching each other out. I mean, a man standing up and punched one of his opponents out. He punched her out, like two or three hits with a fist.
Punched her out?
Yeah. But he actually took a glass of water and threw it across the table at another opponent.
Uh-huh.
And this is the political campaign atmosphere of the world right now.
Oh.
And but he says in his word that he says, the Spirit of the Lord began to speak. This is Chuck Pierce, July 30, 2011. He says, you will decree a release of one of these scrolls. I stood up and said, the Lord will say, watch Washington, D.C. Let me try not to. He says, watch Washington, D.C., for there will come upon that place a physical storm. The storm will be a sign. The sign is necessary and cannot be prevented. The physical storm will rest down, and when the storm descends, the scroll for the government of this land will be unlocked. The scroll for this government will be unlocked. He says, I will unwind a structure that has gotten intertwined with the enemy's plan. I will reinstate law in this land that has been removed. Praise God.
Wow.
Isn't that awesome? I am sending an angel in at my command based upon the revelation that is being spoken now. And from those angelic hosts, a land and its government will be changed. Then one of the angels spoke. The land had a scroll and said, this is a religious spirit.
Mm.
That's what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
This is a religious spirit that is preventing governmental change.
Oh, wow.
So think about that. This is a religious spirit preventing governmental change. We're going to have to deal with our stuff. I mean, America is a byproduct of the church. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The church came first. You know, they came over trying to look for a land that they can worship in, and eventually America came out of that.
Mm-hmm.
He says, if my people, who are called by name, he says, many denominations have rejected the shifting of one mantle and the wearing of the new mantle. Even as John the Baptist ended the prophetic covenant of one season and the mantle was placed upon John the Revelator and opened up the people to come, many people have refused to enter in and wear the mantle of John the Revelator. It's just time for us to shake off the old wineskin and put on the new wineskin. Listen, there's God's form of government. We have so intertwined men's form of government in the church as if, you know, God was before America. God was before Robert's rules of order. Hello. You know, Robert's rules of order is, you know, it's good to have order. God's God of order.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's been used more for Jezebel and people that are bringing strife and Korah's right. out there doing things that are not right. You know, they're finding ways that they can get a foothold into things versus saying, you know, if you're the man of God and you're the woman of God and you're supposed to be leading, God didn't say, hey, go ask somebody's opinion. He's already given you his opinion.
Mm-hmm.
There's wisdom in a multitude of counsel. But look, his form of government is the right form of government. And so I want to encourage you that you can find that at VFNTV.com and go to the blog there and you can see it. It's entitled The Prophetic Word from Chuck Pierce. And it was given, like I said, July 30th, 2011, calling the Open Door Meeting as the name of the actual word there. Listen, God is doing some awesome things. And the reason why I said that was because when Brianna talked about when she was in Virginia at the very same time. You can understand, I prophesied for 10 years about, you know, the coming of the Lord. At the end of that 10-year period, the Lord told me, you know, stop. I mean, very distinctly.
Yes.
He said, no. I said, are you sure? I really like doing this. And but now that you talk to me. And so, anyway, he yelled stop so loud that the very place I was at closed down in like 90 days.
Shut it down.
It was a business. And so, anyway, and so... because the prophecy's over, stopped prophesying when they didn't respond, and then these storms would come and they started breaking out across the world, and he says, or else I'll smite the earth with a curse, and so I'm going to a meeting, and I'm getting ready for another meeting about to take place, and this meeting that I'm coming to is literally a religious spirit. Mm-hmm. It has this whole meeting. I have to deal with a religious spirit, mm-hmm. If you see the second heaven, it's not people are not the problem. It's Satan's the problem, and we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness. And so, if you could see this demonic activity, it's just you know, it's evil.
Mm-hmm.
And so as I was preparing for all that, and I'm going to a meeting prior to that, all of a sudden there was a wreck.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't see the driver. The driver didn't see me, and then, you know, I got T-boned by an El Camino, mm-hmm. and which I had a plastic truck and they had a real car. No. And you know, it was suddenly, it was just like a big bam. It just hit.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't just a few moments later until, you know, the sign in Washington, D.C. hit, and all of a sudden the ground started shaking. If you missed that yesterday, you got to catch the highlights about the earthquake in Virginia, and that, you know, Brianna was there and it began mm-hmm. to shake. She said it was like God pushing a 60,000 square foot building with his pinky. And I said, you know, I said, what did you do? She said, we looked at each other. They're in the office and they're just all looking. Yeah. I said, that's pretty profound, isn't it?
Right, right.
So make sure you understand that. And so Chuck Pierce is saying, look for the sign in Washington, D.C. I believe that was the sign. That was the, I mean, think about it. Think about this. The White House was shaking and quaking, and it went straight up, all the way up down to Georgia, all the way up into New York, but it was the White House. It's shaking and quaking. You would, this is what I would think. I'd reconsider my political viewpoints when the White House that I'm governing from is shaking for the mm-hmm. first time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I think I'm gonna, you know, can I get some new advisors in here? I'm thinking this is not good. A blind mind's a dangerous thing.
Right.
So we're coming to the end of the first hour right here, but I just want to encourage you, if you missed that, you know, you can get it. Maybe it'll be together here with us in the future. But you got it. This is a sign. And find that prophetic word and read it. The government needs a switch. We need to be able to take on this mantle of the new wineskin. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or through the mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone. That's VFNTV.com.